Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
And Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
What really happened last night at the Grammys with Adele? That's the big question this morning because it seemed so cut and dry, but now there's all these other theories that are coming out that are making us wonder, were we wrong?
Then tell me what happened now. What's the new theory? The Machiavellian type craziness.
Okay, Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Adele gets up there. She starts to sing her tribute to George Michael, Fast Love. Right. And then she breaks everything down and she says this.
I know it's live TV. I'm sorry. I can't do it again like last year. I'm sorry for swearing and I'm sorry for starting again. Can we please start it again? I'm sorry. I can't mess this up for him. I'm sorry. I can't.
Everybody's like thought immediately that they were saying that she was in the wrong key. That's why she didn't do it. She didn't feel like she was doing it correctly. But what also happened was that in the song Fast Love, the way that George Michael sings it originally, he says a bad word. Okay. And the people that created the show had told her to use a different word to substitute for that.
Okay.
So what she did is when she did it the way that she was told to do it. And that's when she has this kind of meltdown.
It threw her off.
Well, not that it throws her off. I think she was having an internal struggle. That's what people are saying. Because she said if she was truly going to give him the tribute that he deserved, she should deliver it the way he wrote it and the way that he created it.
All those Brits, they don't care about American programming. They don't care about censorship here in the States.
That's why she kept saying, I'm sorry for swearing, because she swore like a couple times afterwards.
Right.
Like, trying to get all that.
And then they framed it like the swearing was because of starting off key or whatever.
Right.
And they did do one line in silence or whatever with the dump button. So was it that she started over and did it the way he did it?
Yes.
I see.
So that's what everyone is saying now. I've gotten a couple emails and a couple tweets about it too, saying that's what a lot of the media doesn't realize. So I'm interested to see if that's true. I'm sure she's going to come out and say it today. It'll be at some point. I mean, she'll come out and make a comment
about
that.
Adele doesn't care. She'll say whatever she wants.
I think when it comes to something as big as like a George Michael tribute where it really means a lot, that she wants everybody to know what really happened, you know?
Well, I mean, like I said, I don't think that she cares what the people running the show, you know, are concerned with. Mm. Just do it.
But it made me wonder, like, don't you wish you had a redo button? Like, just in your life you wanted to just start over?
Reset?
Yeah.
Something like that? Things that you could fix or get rid of? That would be fine. How about high school academics? That would be good.
Just do it all over again.
Right, you know,
before you
get 3 months before the end and you're like, wow.
Yep.
I could have done this differently.
Why didn't I apply myself like every teacher ever told me to do?
How about driving my first sports car, that sweet electric blue Z24 in the blizzard in 93? I could have skipped that.
Yep, redo.
Two words, arrest record.
Okay.
How would that be?
That's a do-over. You need that.
That would be good.
I would do over like my SATs. I don't know why I did so poorly on them, but I was just never a good test taker, and I just accepted that I was never going to be a good test taker, and I wish I would have tried again and again, because I think it didn't get me into my top two schools because of my SAT scores.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I regret the whole time where I dressed like Madonna when she wore the leopard pants and the big belt buckles and the cowboy hats and the ponchos, because I wore that on Christmas 1 year, and I look at those pictures and I'm embarrassed for myself.
That does feel strange.
Yeah.
Like a kind of a amalgamate of various items.
Yeah.
How do you find those in one store? You normally won't.
Yeah, it's very
embarrassing. For safety reasons, you won't find those in one store.
I wish I had a redo for all those things. Yep.
I see.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.